The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I do want to talk about last night, Denton.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
That was a football game, man. That was entertaining. First of all, you start with this. The quarterback play was so high level. Lamar Jackson, four touchdowns, no picks, no sacks, 290 yards on 25 of 33. He was just amazing. Like, I honestly, there's a long way to go here, but you'd be crazy to wager on anybody other than Lamar Jackson to win the MVP. He won the MVP and had much less of a season last year. He's already at 24 touchdowns and two interceptions on the season. 24 and two. This time last year, and he won the MVP last year, he was 10 touchdowns, five picks. I know touchdowns and picks aren't necessarily with Lamar Jackson what you're looking at initially, but he has become an outstanding thrower of the football. In the pocket, on the move, extending plays, etc. But how about Joe Burrow last night? I mean, Joe Burrow was unbelievable. 428 yards, four touchdowns with literally no running game. No ability to run the football. Remember Jaden's performance at Baltimore when they couldn't run the football? And it was like so impressive because there's a rookie quarterback out there playing in a one-dimensional situation. They can't run the football. They stop trying to run the football. And yet he's dealing from the pocket. Joe Burrow was dealing last night. And by the way, taking an absolute pounding He got hit after every throw last night. And, by the way, hit illegally after several throws, including on that two-point conversion. We'll get to that in a moment. But the quarterback play in that game last night was so high level. And then, look, Ja'Marr Chase is just... I think, Denton, it's Jefferson and Chase. Kind of like in the conversation about quarterbacks the other day, I'm like, look, I don't care what Mahomes' numbers are. There is a tier one, and it's Patrick Mahomes. And then we can start talking about the quarterbacks in the next tier. I think receiver-wise, it's Chase and it's Jefferson, and then we can start talking about the rest of them because they are much different than others. Ja'Marr Chase is an absolute freak. 11 catches, 264 yards. I don't know what's more impressive, the size, the hands, or the acceleration in the open field when he actually has the ball in his hands. He is so good. The fact that Joe Burrow at LSU had Chase and Jefferson is crazy. And also, by the way, part of why he had the all-time college football season throwing the football. That's where I would start with last night's game, and we'll get to the end here, Denton. But the quarterback play was insane, and Ja'Marr Chase is truly elite. He is either one or two. Put him in whatever order you want, but it's Jefferson and Chase above all else at receiver. They're just different.
He's so good. Like that first touchdown where he should have been tackled like three times.
The acceleration.
And he just outran everybody. Like, we think of Tyreek Hill for doing that because it looks a little different when he does it because he literally runs. But Ja'Marr Chase does the same thing.
Same thing.
He literally runs away.
He's bigger.
Yeah, and the only difference is he's bigger and he can go up and high point the football a little bit better than Tyreek Hill can. It's insane to watch, and it's insane that they lost the game in spite of it. I pray for everyone that played against him in fantasy football. You already lost this week. I mean, he must have put up like 50 points.
11 catches, 264 yards, three touchdowns. I mean, what's so impressive about it, look, Baltimore, we know this from playing them earlier. They're really good at stopping the run. They're terrible as a pass defense. But my God, were they coming after Joe Burrow last night. He got sacked three times, but he got hit over and over again. He really is a tough SOB. I mean, it's the best part of Burrow. He's really good. There's so much that he does high level. But he's been taking a beating since he came into the league. How many sacks did he take in that Tennessee playoff win? Was it nine?
It was nine.
None of them were because he was holding it too long. They could not block Tennessee defensively. And they couldn't run the football last night. Had no prayer of running the football last night. So he threw it 56 times. Now, we get to the end of the game. If you were watching this, you know what I'm about to say, but I'll set it up for everybody. So Baltimore took the lead on a beautiful play by Jackson. He creates more time, and then he just throws this little jump shot pass to Rashad Bateman with a minute 49 left in the game to give the Ravens a 35-28 lead. The fourth quarter was insane. It was just touchdown, 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 touchdown. There were five touchdowns on five drives in the fourth quarter. Neither defense could stop the other team or the other quarterback in particular. But Cincinnati got one last opportunity. They had a 4th-and-10 that they converted barely. There was a missed face mask along in the setup to the 4th-and-10 on against Joe Burrow that wasn't called. And I bring it up because that happened on the final play of the game. They get down the field. He throws a touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase over two defenders. It was a great throw. I don't even know how he fit it in there. I think he threw to the wrong guy in the progression. Like, you know, you had a dropping safety into a double cover situation on Ja'Marr Chase in the back of the end zone, and somehow Burrow dropped it in, and it was a touchdown. And then with 38 seconds left in the game, they decided to go for two. They decided to go for the lead, not the win, the lead. It's really important with the way things were going, and I think this should have been factored into the equation. It's interesting. They lined up, first of all, to go for two, and they tried to draw the Ravens off sides, and then they called a timeout. I thought they were going to kick the extra point at that after they called the timeout, but they put the offense back out there. I think, you know, all of these situations are about context as much, if not more, than they are about the historical, you know, data that drives these analytics people to be so sure about their two-point prognostications and decisions. Zach Taylor decided to keep the offense out there and go for two. Personally, I was hoping for overtime. I wanted to see more of this game. I really wanted to see another, you know, now 38 seconds to go, plenty of time for Lamar Jackson and Justin Tucker. Three downs or four downs, there was going to be enough time there. They decided to go for the two, which, by the way, remember, the downside of that with 38 seconds to go is you're giving the other team four downs now because they're not going to punt on fourth down. You're giving them four opportunities, and I think probably Baltimore would have gotten in field goal range with four downs. That would have been my concern and the reason I would have kicked and maybe said, let's hope to win the coin toss and go down and win it. But they went for the two the second go-around, and there were multiple missed calls on the play, egregious missed calls. First of all, the tight end, Gesicki, Mike Gesicki, gets tackled, you know, off the line of scrimmage. It's so blatant and completely missed. I don't know how you miss that. When I say tackled, he gets held up and then he gets thrown to the ground on a pass play. That is defensive holding, illegal contact, whatever it is, 98 times out of 100. When especially on a condensed field on a big play, the referees are right there. They can see everything. They didn't call it. And then after the incomplete pass to the backup tight end who was in the game, Burton, who he misses, not really misses, it was borderline interference on that, but Joe Burrow got smacked in the face with a hand to the face, a hand to the helmet, and a tug on the face mask simultaneously, and that wasn't called. It's actually the second time now in 3 weeks we've seen a game end with a blatant penalty that's just not called. Remember, Sam Darnold had his face mask twisted, you know, by, you know, almost not 180 degrees. That would have snapped his neck, Neil in Rockville, but about 90 degrees. And they missed that, too. Now, that did not decide the game because the bottom line is that Minnesota would have still had to go 85 yards. But this one certainly should have extended the game by one play from the one-yard line with Cincinnati having another opportunity to take the lead there. And they missed it. And so the outcry is replay for these kinds of plays. I don't know where you know, I think blatant personal foul calls should be replayed. I do. And should be challengeable prior to the final 2 minutes and should go to the booth in the final 2 minutes. Those are not subjective calls. That's not a subjective call. That is a clear, egregious personal foul against the other team, just like the Darnold play was. And I think personal fouls, 15-yarders, should be reviewable. I think defensive holding and pass interference are too subjective, and I think they're too hard to officiate live and kind of hard to officiate after the fact, even though there was a clear defensive hold. But I think a smack to the helmet, a hit to the head, should be reviewable there. What do you think?
I do. I think you just, like, the issue that I've had with that call and with the Sam Darnold thing is, like, you have to get that right in real time as the official. And I'm glad you mentioned that thing happened to Sam Darnold a couple of weeks ago, because now that's two times in 3 weeks where something in a very similar lane has happened and the officials are just missing it. You have, how many officials are on a field? Like 12?
Well, and remember, that is the lead referee's responsibility, is the quarterback.
And, you know, and, that's the other thing I was going to say. Like, it's not like
he's watching.
It's not like it's a running back who's getting hit when he's blocking in the face.
You're in a pile.
It's the guy with the football who's the most important player, and they've missed it twice in 3 weeks.
Okay, so that's fair. Get it right on the field live. But what if they don't?
Well, we see what happens if they don't.
No. Do you think that next year that these kinds of plays should be reviewable?
No, I
challengeable.
Don't. No. I don't need more replay. I just need to hold people accountable. Just do your job correctly the first time, or find someone that can do the job.
We've been holding people accountable for years, and they miss these calls. They're human beings. They miss these calls. I don't know how they missed that one or the Sam Darnold one, but they missed the call. Sam Darnold one, remember, there was a player that could have potentially been obstructing the referee's view of it. But last night, probably not. And it was such a significant play. It's a two-point conversion to take the lead with 38 seconds to go. Your eyes have to be, as the head referee, on the quarterback. I would not have an issue with adding that kind of a play, a personal foul that is very – I mean, it's really not that subjective. And by the way, to overturn a personal foul that's called on the field that isn't. You know, if there was a face mask called on a play where it wasn't the face mask, we see that happen, where it shouldn't have been roughing the passer, where the full body weight didn't land. I wouldn't have a problem with those kinds of penalties being reviewable and being challengeable. And Cincinnati would have clearly had an overturn, or would have had a booth review go in their favor, and they would have had one snap from the one-yard line to take the lead. Again, I would not have gone for two there. 38 seconds and an extra down for Baltimore with the way they were moving it, and Justin Tucker's leg, even though he had missed an extra point. It's kind of a bad snap on the extra point. I would not have given Lamar Jackson, with 38 seconds to go, four downs. That would have been my primary reason for not going for two. Even if I had a really good play, I would have said, we're just giving them an extra down to get into field goal range. I don't want to do that. You're a huge Burrow fan. You root for the Bengals because of it. Did you want Zach Taylor to go for two there or not?
I didn't mind the decision of going for it. I did not like the decision that Burrow made. I do not care what the circumstances were. I was throwing to Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And like he was single covered up top with Stevenson, who he'd been kind of beaten up all night. It just Burrow's not looking that way. I mean, he's an elite processor. We know that. That was a mistake on his end, though. You got to look in the direction of number one. I don't care if they put the entire defense on him. I would still force the ball into his direction over the tight end.
Ja'Marr Chase he's one of the best 5-6 players in the league, period. He and Justin Jefferson are that much better than everybody else. They are just ridiculous difference makers. The game he had last night, if it had gone to overtime, if they had kicked and gone to overtime, he would have had a chance, I think, to set the record for yards in a game. I think it's three. Actually, I got to look that up. Pass reception yards in a game. It's 300-something.
I was wrong about the fantasy thing. I've had multiple people send me scorecards for their fantasy. One league I got sent, he had 61 points. Another league I just got sent, he had 70 fantasy points.
Flipper Anderson holds the record, the NFL record for reception yards in a game, 336. He did it back in 1989 playing for the Rams. Calvin Johnson had a game in which he had 329. If that game goes to overtime and Cincinnati gets a possession, he's within, you know, he's within striking distance of it. I mean, he would have been, 36? He would have been 72 yards away. He had multiple, you know, 70-yarder. It was ridiculous what he was doing. He may not have gotten there, but he would have gone over 300.
Yeah, he would have floated. Because that Calvin Johnson game was against Atlanta, right? I think it was against
Dallas.
It was against Dallas. There was one Atlanta game where they literally triple-teamed him the entire game, and he still had 120 yards.
Yeah. It's interesting. A lot of the big reception yardage games didn't happen more recently. I mean, Calvin Johnson's number two, but Flipper Anderson, I mean, that's 35 years ago. That would have been more likely than not. That would have been Jim Everett as the quarterback, I'm assuming. Really entertaining game. Cincinnati, by the way, Denton, is not out of this thing at all. I mean, this the game that they'll play next Sunday night against the Chargers, I think that game got flexed into that spot, right? I think it did. And then they get the Steelers. The next two games, they win those two games, and they're back at 6-6. They're right there. The AFC is going to have a 9-8, if not two 9-8 teams in the playoffs. Watch. They still have two with the Steelers. They have games with the Chargers and the Broncos, two teams that they'll be battling it out with for a wild card spot. Last night was their chance to get back into the division race. That's now probably history. But they're very much in the hunt, and they would be one of those teams that if they got in as a 9-8 team and you had to play them as, say, a 2-seed or in a 2-7 game or a 6-seed as a 3-seed, they might be favored in that matchup. They're that capable. That is Washington's most impressive win by far. Forget the record. Cincinnati is a truly capable football team.
Can I give you one more crazy stat here?
Yeah.
So Joe Burrow was 34-56, 428 yards, four touchdowns. It's the second game in NFL history that a quarterback completed 30 or more passes with over 300 yards, at least four touchdowns, multiple touchdowns of over 40 yards, because Chase had two of them, and one interception or less and lost. The first time was Joe Burrow.
No interceptions.
Well, the first time he had one interception because it was Joe Burrow against the Ravens in Week 5. He's done it twice this year.
Oh, you're singing the two games. That's crazy. He had an interception in the end zone that got overturned by replay. That was, I mean, at this point, is it shin? Is it knee? Is it two taps? Is it, I'm getting confused. I thought when I saw that replay that was going to stand, but it didn't.
We've seen the foot double tap thing, like the same foot double tapping, I think like three times in 10 days. I'd never seen it before in my life.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson, though, I mean, Joe Burrow can't win the MVP on a team that ends up 8-9 or 9-8, can he?
No, unless Lamar gets hurt.
Yeah, Lamar is headed. It's Lamar, Jaden, and Josh Allen in terms of the legitimate MVP candidates here as we enter Week 10. I think those are the three. And I put Jaden in that group behind Lamar. Lamar would be my vote right now. He has been sensational all year long. I don't know. Did you see the play where he backed up, and then turned it into a run down to the 1 yard line?
Yeah. I thought he was going to get in.
You can't get to him. He's impossible. By the way, sometimes it looks like he's bored. Like we talk about Mahomes. Like, yeah, I want this to be more exciting. I want a play that has more excitement to it. Sometimes he creates excitement in a play that is unnecessary. All right, enough about that. Pittsburgh, Washington, we'll get to that next. We have somebody from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Jerry Dulac, who will join us at 10:35. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.